you're going to get a smart, disciplined player that doesn't like to lose and doesn't accept losing. I've been fortunate enough to be a part of very good teams, championship teams, whether I was in high school, college, NFL, and I know what it looks like, and I know what that mentality looks like in the locker room, on the field, practice field, wherever it is.
Yeah, Matt Flynn has been a winner wherever he has been, an NCAA champion as a starting quarterback at LSU, a Super Bowl champion backing up Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, and last year in Seattle, they had a great run all the way to a playoffs and a playoff victory. Welcome back to our Raiders Report, the offseason edition. I'm your host, Greg Papa, and it's been a very busy offseason starting back in February and March leading up to the April draft with the Raiders digging deep into free agency. Matt Flynn and Rashad Jennings are the headliners as far as the offensive acquisitions. On defense, the Raiders have a whole new linebacking core, a new secondary with Mike Jenkins, formerly of Dallas. They also brought in Tracy Porter, who has played with New Orleans and Denver, and Usama Young, who head coach Dennis Allen knows well from a few spots around the NFL, New Orleans, and most recently he played in Cleveland. The linebacking core, as we noted, is going to be brand new. They're looking for a leader in that linebacking core. The middle linebacker, Nick Roach, certainly could fill that mantle. Formerly with the Chicago Bears, where he was a starter late last year with the injury to Brian Urlacher. Kevin Burnett has been around the NFL for many, many years in many teams in San Diego, Dallas, and most recently in Miami. And he's the kind of guy who certainly can lead this Raiders young defense.
What I bring to the table is I can play from anywhere on the football field, safety, corner, nickel, linebacker, edge rusher, whatever I'm called to do, I can do it. You have to grow. You have to pick. You have to find your opportunities. You have to pick and choose your opportunities. And when you get those opportunities, you got to take advantage of them. And now, an older guy in the locker room, older guy on the team, you have to know your role. Now, it's come to a point in time where my role is to do more and build upon what I've started as a football player and bring winning ways back to the Raiders.
Yeah, Kevin Burnett sounds like a solid guy, a leader and a winner, and one of the main people that Reggie McKenzie brought in to change the culture inside the Raider locker room. Reggie has had a daunting task with the salary cap restrictions to completely rebuild this roster. But you talk to anybody around the NFL, they know that Reggie McKenzie has a plan, and he is a superb evaluator of football talent.
You build it by the Ron Wolf, Ted Thompson way. That's building through the draft. I'm excited to see what the Raiders do going forward.
I think you've got a good personnel man who knows what he's doing, and I think if you just give him time, allow him to build through the draft, to build this right, I think Reggie will get it done.
Reggie's got a challenge, but you know what? He's not backing down from it. But I know this much. You know, most of these guys who come from that Packer tree, you know, they generally get it, and they know how to build a team, and that's what I would trust, that he will get it done. I certainly believe that. We'll be right back.